Before we start today's show, if you haven't yet, head over to YouTube and look up my new YouTube channel, Positive Gamer. The goal of this YouTube channel is helping gamers live the life they deserve. This is something I'm very passionate about. I'm very excited. Please head over there and subscribe to us. A link is actually in the show notes, so just look down in the show notes wherever you're listening to this and link over. Go follow us. We've got a video dropping tomorrow, our first official video. We've got an intro video over there right now, but I'm very excited. I think gaming and gamers is positive. I want to help people get the most out of their lives and do the thing that they love, and that's game. And I don't think there's a lot of people out there talking about it. I want to help gamers live the life they deserve. I'm implementing a lot of the strategies that I'm going to be talking about there in my own life to really live a balanced life, to really get the most out of gaming, to enhance it so that gaming is much more positive in my life. Anyways, come join me. Again, that's Positive Gamer. Link is in the show notes below. Now, let's go to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. Halo Combat Evolved could be coming to Steam, and Valve shows off Half-Life. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast, all the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's do this. Gamer, Halo Combat Evolved teaser may hint at an imminent Steam release. The Halo Combat Evolved portion of the five-game Halo Master Chief Collection, which comes in the form of 2011's anniversary remake, recently concluded a couple weeks of beta testing. And going by the February wrap-up at the Halo Waypoint website, it was a very productive event. A number of outstanding issues were resolved, an updated crouch movement system was added because the legacy system, quote, wasn't a good experience on PC. Unquote, and players seemed very happy with that new experience. That's not to say Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary is ready to load and fire on Steam necessarily, but a new trailer released yesterday could be taken as a hint at that. Maybe. It might possibly be coming soon. The video portion is new, but Halo fans may recognize the audio as coming from the opening cutscene in Halo Combat Evolved. Now, this video could just be a nostalgic nod to the first ever Halo game, but it's such a clear reference to Halo Combat Evolved's opening sequence, and combined with the imagery of Master Chief emerging from stasis to take up the flight, it's not hard to read something more into it. A lot of people are. Reddit exploded yesterday. Is it coming to Steam any day now? It looks like it might be based on this, at least according to the Redditors. And I agree with them. I think that this was a little Easter egg. Hey, here comes Halo, baby. Here it comes. Valve releases three new videos showcasing gameplay in Half-Life Alyx. Now, this is huge because this next Half-Life that Valve is publishing is virtual reality. So how does movement work? That's really what they showed off in these videos, how you move around, how it looks. It looks fantastic. And moving doesn't look too bad either. This is a new story over at DualShockers. Half-Life Alyx is nearly upon us. Valve's latest release onto the VR headsets via Steam on March 23rd. The game was previously rumored to be showing off gameplay back at the Game Awards, but was seemingly pulled at the last minute. Fortunately, it appears the wait was worth it as Valve cheekily put out three new videos showcasing the different VR locomotion styles. The first video gives you a look at teleportation locomotion. In this style, you point and click where you want to move. Each time you teleport, you have a very short black screen to allow your brain to reorient itself. For newer VR users, this is going to be the most comfortable way to play. The video also shows off some of the cool physics Valve is using in Half-Life Alyx. We see Alyx using her gun to push a headcrab out of the way and put on a construction hat. It also gives a good look at how the game is going to use your in-game hands to display your HUD. Need to know how much life you have? Just take a look at your left hand where it's conveniently displayed. Next up in the second video, it's continuous movement. Anyone who has played Boneworks is going to be familiar with this style. New VR users might feel a bit nauseous here, but it frees up your movement quite a bit. The video also has a neat sequence where Alyx throws a grenade through an opening above a door to blow up a head crab and the lock keeping the door closed. It's an inventive way to solve the puzzle that is really interesting, kind of revolutionary here in Half-Life. The last video gives you a look at shift movement. Essentially, this is teleportation without the black screen. It allows you to move more quickly through an environment, but it's also super disorienting. If you aren't comfortable with full continuous movement but want the game to feel snappier, this mode is for you. The last video is also our best look at combat in Half-Life Alyx, and it looks great. Seeing Alyx pop around the world and creatively use the environment to protect herself is incredible. You see her open a car door to stop a barrage of bullets and use her grab ability to save herself from an exploding grenade. It all looks pretty cool. Half-Life Alyx launches on Steam March 23rd. So if you've been waiting for the next game in VR, if you've been waiting for Half-Life, then this is for you. Division 2 Warlords of New York update is live, and it dropped actually ahead of schedule. That's right, the Division's 2 Big Warlords of New York expansion went live Monday, which was actually a day early. This is according to Games Radar. It wasn't actually supposed to launch until later today. However, nobody knows why Ubisoft made this decision, but nobody also complained. It's always good to get a game a day early. Why not? The massive update takes players back to the New York City, this time to explore an area the original Division left out of its New York setting, Lower Manhattan. It also takes place in summer, which I really like about it. Once you're there, you'll explore four new zones, Battery Park, Financial District, Civic Center, and Two Bridges, and a new base of operations called Haven. You'll also have the chance to see some of New York's most famous landmarks, including Chinatown, the Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridges, and Wall Street. Of course, you'll need to do so in between firing rounds, but at least you'll beat the crowds. Ha! Given the immense amount of content it adds, the $30 price for Warlords of New York feels about right. Alternatively, if you're new to Division 2, you can pick up the Ultimate Edition for $80 and get all Year 1 content for free. The update includes a narrative expansion that puts you in pursuit of returning rogue agent Aaron Keener. There are new items, gear, skills, and level progression, and a ton more. Check out the complete changes and the complete additions to this update over on Ubisoft's website, Division 2 Warlords of New York. It's getting a lot of people back into it. It's very exciting. This game, I played the original Division. I didn't play Division 2. In fact, I just jumped into it for the first time last week. Really liking it. They do the cover system really well. It feels good. I like this game a lot. So Warlords of New York, very excited. Here we go. And that does me for today, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. I love doing this. I love hanging out with you guys each and every single morning. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to this show. Also, again, Positive Gamer. It's my passion. I'm very passionate about it. Passion. How many times can I say passion? I love it. Come join me. We've got a video dropping tomorrow. A link is in the show notes. Go ahead, just head over to YouTube. That's where it will take you. And make sure you subscribe. It's my calling because gaming is positive. You're positive. We can improve our lives together and become better gamers, more positive gamers, if you will. I love you guys. I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.